Title: Tape Dust Ableton Live 12 Drum Bus Framework for Rewindworthy Drops for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Beginner. Alright, let's build a drum bus in Ableton Live 12 that doesn't just glue your drums, it actually becomes part of the instrument. This is the Tape Dust Framework. Gritty, warm, slightly unstable, and perfect for that rewind-worthy jungle and old-school DNB drop feeling. Even if you're a beginner, you can absolutely do this. The key is we're going to make it reusable, macro-controlled, and performance-safe so you can automate it in an arrangement without blowing up your mix. By the end, you'll have one audio effect rack on your drum group, with four lanes, a clean foundation, a tape dirt vibe lane, a parallel crunch lane for attitude, and a little air and room so it feels like it lives in a real place. Let's set it up. First, routing. Take all your drum tracks and group them. On Mac, that's Command G. On Windows, Control G. Name the group Drum Bus. Inside, you might have your main break, maybe an Amen or Think, plus optional kick and snare layers, hats, and percussion effects. The point is, the drum bus is where the whole tape machine lives. Now, on the drum bus, drop an audio effect rack. Open the chain list, and create four chains. Name them Clean Glue, Tape Dirt, Crunch Parallel, and Air Plus Space. Quick mindset before we touch devices, we're doing two-lane thinking across the whole rack. We want the hits, especially snare and kick attack, to stay snappy, and we want the in-between stuff, the tails and gaps, to get dirtier and roomier. If at any moment you feel like the drums lost snap, you've probably pushed compression or clipping too hard, or you're mangling the low end in the character lanes. Cool. Clean glue chain first. This is the foundation. If this chain sounds good by itself, everything else becomes optional spice. At EQ 8, put a high pass filter at 30 Hz, 24 dB per octave. That's just rumble control and headroom protection. If your break sounds a little boxy, do a gentle dip around 250 to 400 Hz, like minus 1 or minus 2 dB, Q around 1.2. Don't hunt for problems forever. Just tidy. After EQ 8, add glue compressor. Set attack to 10 milliseconds so you keep snap. Release on auto, or if you prefer fixed, try 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2 to 1. Now bring the threshold down until you see about 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Light. You're not smashing here. Turn soft clip on. Makeup off. We'll handle output later. Now pause and do a quick listening check. Solo your drum bus. Toggle that chain on and off. It should sound slightly more finished, slightly more controlled, but not smaller. If it feels smaller, your threshold is too low or you're overdoing something. Next, tape dirt chain. This is the vibe. Dust, saturation, slight instability, but controlled. If you destroy the break, it stops being jungle and starts being a sound effect. Before distortion, here's a coach move that prevents 80% of beginner problems. Keep kick fundamentals out of character lanes. So at the very start of tape dirt, add EQ 8 and high pass around 70 to 120 Hz. Start at 90. Adjust later depending on your kick and bass relationship. This keeps the low end stable while we make the mids and highs nasty in a good way. Now add saturator. Set drive around plus 4 dB as a starting point, with a range you can push later. Choose a smooth curve like soft sine or analog clip if you want a bit more edge. Then immediately level match. Pull the output down so when you bypass the saturator, it's not doing that louder equals better trick. This is huge. Tape style saturation is level sensitive, and if you don't loudness match, you'll chase the wrong settings all day. After saturator, add roar. Roar can get wild, so keep it simple. Pick a tapish or softer drive style. Use low to moderate drive. You want audible grit, not fuzz wall. Low pass somewhere around 10 to 14k to keep it vintage. If your break is bright and modern, go lower. If it's already dusty, keep it a little higher. If you want instability, add a very subtle slow modulation, like an LFO moving drive or filter cutoff, just a tiny amount. The goal is worn tape, not EDM wobble. Now we need the dust part. The beginner-friendly way is to fake it with stock tools and keep it really quiet. Add hybrid reverb. Yes, reverb, but we're using it as a short, textured layer. Set it to algorithmic. Decay super short, like 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Small size. We're not trying to hear reverb, we're trying to hear air filled with hissy texture. After that, add EQ 8. High pass at 4 to 6k so what remains is more like hiss than mid-range wash. Low pass around 12k to tame harshness. And we'll keep the chain volume low, then macro control it. Right now, your tape dirt chain should feel like it makes the break older, warmer, slightly chewed, with a bit of atmosphere around the hits. But if the snare loses its crack, pull back drive, pullback roar, or raise that high pass at the start of the chain. Next, crunch parallel chain. This is the rewind button lane. It gives that the break is chewing the speaker's energy without sacrificing your main transients because it's parallel. You blend it in. Again, first device in this chain, EQ8 high pass at around 80 to 120 Hz. This stops the parallel smash from pumping your low end. Now add drum bus. Drive around 10% to start. Crunch around 15% to start. Boom off for now. Boom can be cool, but it can also wreck your kick if you don't know the fundamental you're targeting. Damp around 10 to 20k to tame fizz. Transient plus 8-ish. This is a key trick. We can smash body while still keeping snap. After drum bus, add the regular Ableton compressor, not glue. We want aggressive control here. Ratio around 6 to 1 to start. Attack around 5 milliseconds. Release around 80 milliseconds. Bring the threshold down until you're seeing 5 to 10 dB of gain reduction. Yes, that's heavy. It's parallel, so it's allowed. Knee 3 to 6 dB to smooth it a touch. After that, add EQ8. If you want more crack, a tiny boost around 2 to 4K can help. But be careful. Too much here can turn into harsh, papery breaks. Now set this chain's volume low. Like, surprisingly low. Because when you bring it in, it adds density fast. You want it to feel like the drums got more confident and rude, not like a totally different loop took over. Next, air plus space chain. This is small room, top-end excitement, and a bit of stereo vibe. Not huge reverb. Jungle drums need speed and clarity. Add EQ8 first. High pass at 6 to 8K, 24 dB per octave. This means the room and width live only in the air band, so the mid stay punchy and the low end stays solid. Then hybrid reverb. Go for a small room or studio style. Decay 0.2 to 0.5 seconds. Predelay 0 to 10 milliseconds. Dry wet 5 to 15%. Keep it short and classy. Then utility. Width around 120 to 160%. Don't overdo it. If the break starts feeling hollow or facey, back it down. The idea is, the sides get a bit of sparkle, but the center still hits like a fist. Now we make it playable. Macros. Open the rack macro controls and map these 8. Macro 1. Drive. Map it to saturator drive on the tape dirt chain. Set a safe range, like plus 2 to plus 8 dB. And here's that performance safe concept. If max drive makes it sound obviously bad, reduce the range. Your macros should be hard to break. Macro 2. Dust. Easiest mapping. Map it to the tape dirt chain volume, so you can blend that whole lane in. Or if you prefer, map it to the hybrid reverb wet amount in that lane. Either is fine. I like chain volume for beginner clarity. Set it so minimum is basically off, and maximum is still subtle. Think, off to around minus 18 dB equivalent in feel. Dust should be felt more than heard. Macro 3. Punch. Map it to the glue compressor threshold in the clean glue chain, but only a small range. You're aiming for about 0 to 3 dB of gain reduction, not 10. This is the locket in knob. Macro 4. Smash. Map it to the crunch parallel chain volume. Set it from off to maybe around minus 12 dB at max. Again, safe range. Full macro should still be usable in a drop. Macro 5. Tone. Dark to bright. Map it to a high shelf on the clean glue EQ8, around 8 to 10k, from minus 2 dB to plus 2 dB. Tiny moves. This is a vibe control, not a mastering EQ. Macro 6. Stereo air. Map it to utility width in the air plus space chain. Macro 7. Room. Map it to hybrid reverb dry wet in the air plus space chain, 0 to 15%. Macro 8. Output. Map it to a final utility gain after the rack, or the rack output if you prefer. This is your loudness match knob for a slash B. Now do the most important check in the whole lesson. Gain staging and honest a slash B. Solo your drum bus. Toggle the whole rack on and off. Use output to make the loudness match. Not close enough. Actually match it. Because if the rack is louder, you'll think it's better even if it's hurting the groove. Once it's matched, you can judge tone properly. Now the fun part. Arrangement contrast. This is where rewinds happen. The concept is simple. Pre-drop sounds older, dustier, smaller, a little choked. Then the drop hits cleaner, more direct, and your ear interprets that as bigger and louder, even if the peak level barely changes. So, 8 bars before the drop. Start automating. Gradually increase dust. Slightly increase room. And slightly darken tone, just a touch. 1 bar before the drop. Do a quick move. Pull smash down fast. Even all the way off for a moment. And pull drive down slightly. You're basically creating a little vacuum. On the drop, snap punch into place so the groove locks. Bring smash back and a little, not full. and reduce dust so the drop is cleaner by comparison. This tape teaser to clean slam contrast is classic jungle psychology. If you want an extra thicker wine tension trick that doesn't stop the track, 4 bars before the drop. Automate stereo air narrower, like move width toward 100% or even 80, darken tone a little, and add a touch of dust. Then on the drop, snap width wider, brighten tone slightly, and reduce dust. It's like the curtain opens. Now, quick safety while you're learning. Put a limiter after the rack on the drum bus temporarily. Set ceiling to minus 0.8 dB. If you see it constantly reducing more than 1 to 2 dB, back off drive or smash. Don't just let the limiter eat it. We're trying to learn control, not smash into a ceiling. Common mistakes to avoid while you tweak. If you can clearly hear hiss in the full mix, it's probably too loud. Dust is supposed to be a feeling in the gaps. If smash kills your swing, it's too loud. Parallel is seasoning. If your reverb makes the break blurry, shorten the decay and keep that high pass high so it's mostly air. And always level match before you decide something is better. Now a quick 15-minute practice, so you can lock this in. Load a classic break, amen, think, funky drummer style. Set your project to 165 to 170 BPM. Group it into the drum bus and drop your rack on it.